Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 307, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 307. Conflicting wishes cannot be my will. Father, your will is mine, and only that. There is no other will for me to have. Let me not try to make another will, for it is senseless and will cause me pain. Your will alone can bring me happiness, and only your will exists. If I would have what only you can give, I must accept your will for me and enter into peace where conflict is impossible. Your Son is one with you in being and in will, and nothing contradicts the holy truth that I remain as you created me. Amen. And with this prayer, we enter silently into a state where conflict cannot come, because we join our holy will with God's in recognition that they are the same. Conflicting wishes cannot be my will. As I contemplate conflicting wishes, I see that believing I have a separate will, and that this dream of duality, believing it to be real, these are the birthplace of conflict. The lesson says that my source's will is my will. There is no other will. If I have only what Source gave me, then His will is mine, and there can be no conflict, because there is only one will. This means the idea or concept of conflict is a false belief. If I am the awareness that Source created, and if I have only one will shared with all aspects of myself, all beings, then I must be here in this dream by this will. And if there is no conflict in this will, then it must be my false belief that is causing any conflict. I asked a few weeks back why I was a vegan, and I'm starting to get the answer. What I'm seeing now at the top of the iceberg is that I still hold a deep-rooted belief that I am not selfless, which implies separate from. And because I don't believe I am selfless, I don't believe that any other beings are selfless. Which I hold to mean that sacrifice is something that is real. And I see sacrifice meaning it is being done against one's will. And so I see animals as sacrificing against their will. and I don't like the idea of another sacrificing for me, because I don't think I would do the same for them. That is the start of looking at the conflict. But I hold a very deep-rooted desire to live my truth. And so the question has boiled up, because there is a conflict in the mind. It may be that once this conflict is resolved, I will remain a vegan, or maybe I won't. That part won't really matter when the conflict is resolved. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to have an open mind, to listen to guidance, and to remember in an ancient way what I am. Help me to return to seeing the world around me through this ancient truth, through the heart of love. Help me to be me. Let thy grace flow through me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we sink into a relaxed mind. We let go of all the doings of the day. And we sit calmly in Spirit's presence. Noticing, we are noticing. Awareness of awareness. If thoughts or concepts come up into the mind, we are aware of them. We notice they change, they're not us. We allow them to be just as they are, not following it, not fixing it, not judging it, allowing ourselves to notice. And then let it go. Thank you for joining with me and having an open heart and open mind. In accepting, we have but one will, the same as God's. Namaste.